Bob Quinn here on the Big Show with Iowa Farm Bureau Spotlight on Rural Iowa. Well, friends, partnerships, mentorships, and investments of all sizes have been the foundation of efforts to grow rural entrepreneurs and innovation right here in the state of Iowa. And Iowa Farm Bureau has played a critical role, providing targeted support to support entrepreneurs in every step of that journey. Now, in today's Iowa Farm Bureau Spotlight on Rural Iowa, I'm joined by Adam Kappas, Senior Investment Manager for the Iowa Farm Bureau's Rural Vitality Fund, to discuss the support provided by Iowa Farm Bureau through its Renew Rural Iowa program and the Rural Vitality Fund. Adam, tell us, first of all, a little about the Rural Vitality Fund and the goals of that program.
Well, Iowa Farm Bureau has sort of long recognized that the strength of our communities are very important. So a long time ago, the organization set aside dollars to help entrepreneurs in rural communities in the state of Iowa. So the Rural Vitality Funds are but one piece of an overall effort called Renew Rural Iowa to assist in whatever way possible businesses that are directly impacting our rural communities.
Adam, folks often associate urban centers and the Silicon Valley as hubs for entrepreneurship and innovation. So how can rural entrepreneurs share their success stories and show that Iowa is a great place for innovation and rural-based business startups?
It is a common misconception that you, in order to do anything technology-based, that you have to be based in a city center or on the coast, say the Silicon Valley, like you mentioned. That simply isn't the case anymore. You can build companies anywhere you want, as long as you have an internet connection, which is very important. Being able to do that now opens the door to opportunities for companies wherever they want to sort of choose where they want to be. You don't have to be based in a city center or on the coast. You can build right here in Iowa if you want to. And I think that's a very important sort of opportunity for entrepreneurs. They get to kind of choose quality of life now, where they didn't get to choose that before, and that's important.
Adam, tell me how Farm Bureau supports innovation here in the state.
We do it in a number of ways. Starting off, we try to really think through all the resources that an entrepreneur might need or otherwise encounter as they're sort of on the business building journey. And then we try to design a program that is tailored to whatever step in the stage of business building they might be in. So we have, for example, seminars called Journey to Your Vision seminars that we do 5 a year, rotating in various areas all across the state. And the goal of that is to both connect like-minded entrepreneurs with one another and then help highlight potential building steps that they might encounter as they're on their journey so that they're sort of prepared or better prepared for what they might encounter when they get going. We also do awards called the Entrepreneur Award, where we try and highlight unique or inspiring stories that are based in rural communities across the state. And then we have a series of funds that are designed to finance or help finance new and growing businesses across the state. So Rural Vitality Funds is one of those. It serves as kind of a financing gap filler for companies that are looking to grow here in the state.
First steps, what are some of the first things that folks listening to this say, oh boy, I'm interested in doing something like that. What's the first steps?
You can check out our website, renewruraliowa.com. That's an easy sort of place to go to check out all the things that we have to offer. Mm-hmm. I would encourage anyone who's thinking about starting a business or building a business here in the state to check out one of our Journey to Your Vision seminars. That's a really good first step. And then from there, we work really hard to kind of make sure that all the various resources that an entrepreneur might need or might want access to are kind of located in one of those journey seminars so that it's a very quick and easy way of getting access to what's needed at the beginning.
We're talking during the big show today with Adam Kappas with the Iowa Farm Bureau's Renew Rural Iowa program and the Rural Vitality Fund. Iowa Farm Bureau Spotlight on Rural Iowa.